Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become an Amish furniture maker, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
That is quite an art. Very cool. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Ooh, let's whittle some wood.
Yeah.
Good morning,
no
all
nails.
Of you. No, yeah. On this Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to one more alarm clock till the weekend. Welcome to Baby Day. Welcome to Brothers and Sisters Day. Welcome to International Scurvy Awareness Day. Welcome to National Day of Prayer. Welcome to National Day of Reason. Welcome to National Fire Day. Welcome to Life Insurance Day. Welcome to National Play Your Ukulele Proud Day. Welcome to National Truffle Day. Take Your Baby to Lunch Day. Welcome to World Password Day. Welcome to World Tuna Day. And if you're Dawn McClain somewhere, she's searching for only the best tuna. And welcome to your first sip of delicious coffee. Mm. Cheers.
Yeah. This
cheers,
is really
everybody.
The first sip. Here we go.
Here we go.
I want to go to there.
Ah,
delicious.
Nice. Very nice.
Take one more.
It's also Lex wears her Cracker Barrel top today.
Oh, my God.
What?
Look at that. Look at that.
You see?
Look at that. That promo's airing right now. Look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah, I thought today's the day. Here we go.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Look at that. That's a Cracker Barrel
red,
original.
Red, white, and blue? Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that is, you know what?
Different designs. What do you think? It's flowy.
It's very nice. Like, I'm not going to hate on the CB. The Cracker Barrel, is that what, Lex, is that spring 2023 or what? So what line?
Yeah, I think this was summer barrel? Of, let's see, it would have been 20, oh gosh, it's, yeah, 2020 maybe?
Oh, okay, spring
yeah,
2020.
Yeah, it was
okay.
When I went to South Carolina.
Okay.
Oh, North Carolina. I was in Charlotte. That's where I was. Yeah.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah. Memory serves me right. 2020. That's a mighty fine garment right
yeah,
there.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Hollywood, what are you wearing today? Are you wearing wearing Perkins?
Dirtbag chic. When the last time I watched this, I don't know.
That's a nice coat. That's a nice denim. That's a nice denim coat, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been in the closet for quite some time. An oldie, yeah. But a goodie. Yes.
Jackets are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Comfy.
Yeah.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing Lululemon chic. I'm just wearing soft pants chic.
That's right. Athleisure, baby. Oh, yeah.
Athleisure,
I mean, soft pants are here.
That's right. Very comfortable. Feels like I'm not wearing anything. I didn't know this was the day. Speaking of password day, I got hacked yesterday.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. It just added to just what was a wonderful 24 hours. But, and
yeah.
Yeah.
I hear
uh-huh.
you.
Uh-huh.
Wait
and
a second. Hacked through the company or your own personal like Gmail?
No, through my Fox email.
Ooh.
Yeah, this happened. I don't know. It doesn't matter when it happened. It was early evening and I had my iPad out. I'm looking for crap for the shows and I look, let me back up one more step because I think human beings are divided into two types of people. You're either the type of person that constantly has to clear your emails so you don't have the red bubble telling you how many emails you have, or you're the type of person that doesn't care. And right now, if you look at your phone, it shows you 4,000 unread emails,
yeah.
which gives me anxiety.
I'm currently sitting in my Gmail at 116,355.
Ew, David.
Oh, my God, that gives me anxiety. I have to constantly clear mine.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm more the latter if I had to pick one.
Okay. Yeah, like I presently
it depends
have no
on the day.
Oh, yeah. I presently have no unread emails. Well, actually, I have two. Oh, and one
well,
of them
they
is
just
still, yeah.
came through. Oh, so did you have to get IT Holly? Involved
yeah.
or do you
yeah, because
you know.
What yeah, I oh, it was early evening because I was eating my dinner. And I was watching David Letterman and John Mulaney, which we'll get to later in the broadcast. But and I happened so I was concentrating on the show and I happened to look down at my iPad and it said 430 something. And I went, what? Like, wait. And then I grabbed my phone and my phone said the same thing. And I went to refresh. I'm like, what email is this? It obviously wasn't Hubbard because Hubbard makes us, it's a separate app. So I looked and it was coming from my Fox email.
So how, what happened? Did they just subscribe to a bunch of spam?
I have no idea, but it was a whole bunch of either Chinese, some Russian. It was a lot of them were like, hey, thank you for subscribing to blah, blah, blah. They all kind of looked the same. All of the emails had the same similar format, but they were coming in droves. I mean, every minute they were coming in fours and fives and tens, 10 at one time. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? So I had to drop an email to our IT guy and Fox Corporate, I guess, put a, I don't know what they do. I'm not going to try to figure out what they do. It stopped. Yeah. I'm still getting a trickle. Like I just got another one right now. This one I believe is Russian. I'm not well versed in Russian, but it looks Russian to me. So yeah, that was lovely. It was so change your password. Everybody is the point of this long meandering story on this National Password Day. And then after that, I was alone all night. Colin was, out and about. So it was just me and the puppy. And, given the day, I decided to, relax by doing a deep dive. There's a secret YouTube channel that has the entire library of Knott's Landing, because Knott's Landing is not available on any streamer or barely any DVD, but there's a secret YouTube page that has it.
And wait, what do you mean by secret?
Yeah, you like you have to invite only?
It's an invite, yeah, and it's they try to hide it from the Warner Brothers.
You gotta hide that from Bugs Bunny.
Well, if Warner Brothers would release it, then we wouldn't have this problem. Anyway, but this Uber fan hides it in a variety of ways. So you just can't Google like Knott's Landing full episodes and see it. Anyway, my point is he has that channel. And then within that channel, he also has a Falcon Crest channel. Now, Falcon Crest wasn't my jam. I watched it with my grandma just because it was after Dallas, but it wasn't really my jam. I did a deep dive. I was watching little clips. And then I went from season to season. I was like, oh, look, there's Gina Lollobrigida. Oh, look, there's Kim Novak. Cesar Romero was it. They pulled every old star, classic star into that show. Well, all the nighttime soaps did. I mean, Lana Turner was on Knott's Landing, for heaven's sake. But it was just a fun deep dive. So it was just me and Angela Channing until Colin came home. I went through that show. Yeah.
Glorious night with Angela Channing. I was like, how is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Are you doing a seance? What's going on here?
Yeah, no, I was just, and then I started Googling about Jane Wyman. I went down various rabbit holes. I wasn't watching full episodes. I was like, oh, I remember that cliffhanger. Let me watch a little bit of that. And oh, I remember that theme. I like that version of the theme song. And because I'm that nerd, I remember even Falcon Crest theme song, which I will tell you, it's by Bill Conti. And it is a glorious instrumental theme song. It's probably one of my best. And then I went down a rabbit hole because it starred Hollywood icon Jane Wyman. Ronald Reagan's first, they were married, right? They weren't just the lovers. I think they were married.
Yeah, they were married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were married. Anyway, and so I went down a rabbit hole about Jane Wyman, learned more about her. And then I was like, wow, she didn't pass away till 2007. She was in her 90s when she passed away. Yeah. And then I started Googling about Kim Novak, as Kim was on the show and she's a Hollywood icon, obviously. And
she's still up in Carmel painting.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Ooh.
And then the final thing. And then I thought to myself, you know, they're rebooting everything. I got to tell you, I don't want them to redo. I mean, I guess they could redo Dallas. They've already done it again. But I thought, you know, Falcon Crest could be a good reboot. California Wine Country. That is, no pun intended, ripe with dramatic possibilities. You know, I for a bazillion reasons. I mean, call it Falcon Crest is actually there. I don't know if the Swiss billionaire would let them use the house, but
I'm sure for a price.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, there isn't a show. I mean, Wine Country, that would be a great setting. So they need to reboot Falcon Crest. So Warner Brothers, get on that. That could be fun. Just, yeah. I want a dishy show. That's all I want. I want a dishy show like that.
Do we have that right now?
No. And as I'm watching it, that's what I was remembering. It was like, TV was fun. I mean, just the over dramatic, like that's gone out of fashion, but oh God, just the dramatic cliffhangers and the freeze frame endings of like, you beach. And then they freeze frame and they cut to black. And I was just like, oh God, this is fun. Anyway, I digress. Falcon Crest, though, is available if y'all want to watch it. You don't need that secret YouTube page. Various seasons are available on digital. I do want to tell you, my talkers, you can rent them or buy them yourself. When we come back, choo-choo, a train motif. Hey, everybody, it's Jason live for MSP, the number one airport on list after list after list. But if you're there, you don't need a list to tell you how great it is. Let me give you some of my favorite places that you should go, because you're going to walk through it. You're going to be like, oh, I heard that. That's what Jace was talking about. First is a great restaurant right in the main mall, the Cook and Ox. It's a great steakhouse. I was treated to a nice little sample of some of their items. The chef, Chef Travis, is so wonderful. If you want a really good steak or some good appetizers before your flight, remember the Cook and Ox right there in Terminal 1 in the main mall. And if you look above, you will see a golf simulator. So if you have a delay or you got there early because you listened to me and you got there early, visit the golf simulator. From tip to tail, from ticketing to takeoff. So many reasons why MSP is the...
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and... 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Friday. The 90-minute season finale.
One way or another, you're out of here, because this marriage is over.
As one marriage is shattered, another Ewing is forced to choose between two women.
Will you marry me?
But powers he can't control force him into a confrontation with his ultimate destiny. Dallas. Then on Falcon Crest.
We're going to have another baby.
A moment's indiscretion tears Cole and Melissa apart.
I couldn't have done it better myself.
Falcon Crest after Dallas, starting at 8:30, 7:30 Central and Mountain.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Choo-choo is what we would call this next part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening at Union Station, Lex?
Yeah, went to Union Depot yesterday.
Union Depot,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's a train station.
Yeah.
And Choo Choo Bob's is now there.
What?
Yeah, they had a spot in St. Paul and then in, I think it was Wayzata. And now they're right in Union Depot. You know how the restaurants, when you walk in, they're right in the middle. They're, it's what it used to be, the candy or the cotton candy shop. And now there's a little, you could buy toys there, but it's a whole play area for children. So they have all of these tables set up, little train stations and just fun. And then there's a bouncy house. There's little car stations in the back, you know, like Hot Wheels and things like that. And you can have parties there and a whole little room for that. And it just was a lot of fun. And the talk of the town was this new train service that I was so happy to see on the grid, Holly.
Yeah, choo-choo. We're getting train service from Union Depot to downtown Chicago starting May 21st.
Yeah.
Choo-choo. Cool. Yes. Now,
is this different than the, because we already have one daily. Is this another train?
This is a different train. So it's called the Borealis service. Oh. And it's midday daily departures from St. Paul and arriving at Chicago's Union Station about 7.5 hours later. And then Chicago Union Station trains are going to come back to St. Paul around mid-morning. So this hasn't been happening for about 45 years. So apparently this was the case back in the day. Oh, wow. And, you know, yes. But I think that train travel, you know, Jason, a couple weeks ago, you talked about the Brightline from Orlando to Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Brightline West between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. And this Amtrak Borealis service now from St. Paul to Chicago.
Well, this was so cool, too, because, you know, you could just take it to Winona if you want.
Yeah.
You could take it to the Dells. You can stop in Milwaukee.
Guys, we're going to Cruise and Chubby's on the train.
How fun would that be?
Yeah.
That's great, because it used to be I've taken that train. I took the old one. I think it's the Empire Builder that comes from the West. But I've taken the train from here to Chicago three times in my time here in Minneapolis.
We used to go. My sister went to Loyola.
Oh,
and it was fun to take the train down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Empire Builder, Jason, is still in operation. But apparently the Empire Builder shares train tracks with a lot of freight railroad. And
that causes
a lot of delays. And what they're saying with this new Borealis service is it's going to eliminate a lot of those delays because it won't be sharing the tracks. So it's kind of solving a problem. There is still that service, but, you know, you're going to have to wait by cows and corn feed and soybeans and all that stuff.
See, that is a problem. And, Lex, it's been a long time. So remember, I took it with Colin the most recent time.
Right.
I took the Amtrak train with Colin to Chicago. And that was
like a sleeping train?
We did.
And
it was a 4 or 5 rings of hell because it was delayed and delayed and delayed. And then
there were no vodka sodas.
No, there was no alcohol at all.
Oh, they stopped.
We were on the train, and because we were going to be pulling in at 10:15 and not 10, they refused to serve food. So I'm calling them on the train to complain. And I was already mad, and they're telling me on the train that I have to wait until my ride is completed to complain. So I'm losing my mind. I'm like, wait a minute. You're now dictating when I can call and complain. I'm already mad. And now you're telling me I have to wait. I go, here's what I know. There's no food. Like you just because we're 15 minutes late because of you. And then the train started going backwards in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right.
That's when I called you, Lex.
Yes.
If you remember that, I called you. Yeah. And
I could just imagine you sitting on the floor weeping.
Oh, I was so mad.
I mean, upset. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nary a mini sun chip bag in sight.
No, nothing. Oh. Nothing. But I'm grateful. I have a story forever.
Sure do.
And I'm going to take this. I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
It's not the same as driving.
Yeah. May 21st. And if you do want to do this, coach fares begin $41 one way.
Oh,
and if you want to be fancy, business class is $98 one way.
Not bad at all. Very reasonable.
I wonder what the trains are like, what they look like. Are they newer trains? Are they? I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the one to Hogwarts?
Yeah. I just wish, you know, I would do more trains if it was. I wish this was maybe like 1 hour quicker than driving. That would be so great. But hey, I'll take the same amount.
More, yeah, it's about 7 hours or?
Yeah, I can do Chicago in about 6. But I mean, oh, well.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, at least you're not driving.
You're not driving. Bring your knitting. It'll be great.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to go get my knitting needle and we'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate.
However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ooh, we're speaking animal, and knowing their behavior is fun. And that's Plunkett's Pest Control. Yeah, they do get a kick out of learning about all the different pests and critters that they can handle. And then, of course, using that knowledge to help you keep them in their place out of your home and your garage and any of the places that that are yours. And that's what's so great about having a Plunkett's career professional technician come in and help. Of course, they can help on a single basis. If you got a wasp nest and you just need to take care of business, call them up. They'll do that. Or if you're like me, living in the woods or, you know, just constantly, what is that? And you need to call someone. I call Patrick all the time for help with what's going on. You can get on their annual plan like me. And of course, they can handle any critter. Mice, ants, spiders, squirrels, bats, flying things, crawling things, slithering things. They also have Varmint Guard wildlife control for bigger animals as well. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control at Plunkett's.net.
I miss you.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
Now, if you ever are in the situation where you have to give a koala mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
Holly, if you ever find yourself in that position, Cracker Barrel can help you.
Yes!
Lex can help you out.
Great tops.
Great tops at Cracker Barrel.
Tops. Waddle that koala.
Call get a top. It's like shopping with my grandma at Macy's top. Back in the day. Let's go get some tops and slacks for school. See,
yeah. Lex, how are your slacks today?
Yeah. Pretty great. Feeling good? Yep. Elastic band at the top. Very nice. A little tapered.
Oh. You know what's funny? We just talked about Amtrak and trains and choo-choos and choo-choo Bob and chewing tobacco. And anyway, Phil Jones, who manages to find this crap. I don't know his dark magic. I don't want to know. Unpaid researcher Phil Jones, look at this. The universe is speaking to us. It was just a month ago, Lex, that it was the 10-year anniversary of that train from hell. That Chicago trip was 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. That does not feel that long ago.
March 26, 2014. I guess I tweeted that day. Decided to do something different and have an adventure by taking Amtrak to Chicago. Wrong decision. Train is 3 hours late.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I forgot you were bitching on Twitter, too.
And another thing. Not just a minute here.
So. And you're on the phone. Wait a second.
And another thing.
She's and like, I got other things going on. I'm sorry about your chips and vodka.
No, we wanted a meal, Alexis. It wasn't just vodka.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your Subway.
They stopped
sandwich.
Serving all food. All food. Like, nobody on that train got food only because they have a rule that they stop serving at 10. But or if the train pulls in after 10, they don't serve food. Well, we were getting in at like 10:14, and I thought, now, come on. Oh, God, I was so mad.
Well, that's why you didn't bring snacks. That is the number one rule. Fresh underwear and snacks.
I think we did, but we ran out, girl. It was like a 10-hour train ride, and it started going backwards.
Did the turkey that was gone by minute 45?
Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, Colin did. I mean, he's more organized.
You know I'm joking, Jeez.
Oh, no. You're right. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. My God.
Clean underwear, snacks, and a toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't forget that. You're right.
Because we did.
Maybe had some duct tape.
Yeah. We had a sleeper. I don't know. It was did I record our conversation? Hold on.
I understand why you would get a sleeper. I mean, there's a very romantic notion of train travel. It's very like North by Northwest. Yeah. You're on the 20th century and the country is going by you and you're sitting there in the dining car looking across the table.
Yeah, yes, it wasn't anything like that, Holly. Yeah, Holly, it wasn't anything like that.
That's what you think it will be, right?
Yeah, it wasn't like that at all, Holly.
Oh, but
yeah.
No.
No, it wasn't anything like that. 2014, yeah, why? There's my bachelor party. Yeah, that turned out great. There's my wedding, because I got married. Yeah, that was, I remember, I got a lap dance by a stripper, and Colin got mad at me. Let's see here. I didn't record it. I didn't record our conversation. I thought for sure.
I thought so too.
I trust Phil's date, and I'm in my library. Oh, wait, no, there I am. Yeah, I didn't record our conversation, but but I'm confident in the fact that the train did go backwards.
I remember that, you saying that.
Yeah, the train started going backwards, and I was so mad. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Now we're actually going back to Minneapolis.
Imagine if you didn't have a sleeping car.
Oh God, Colin and I would have killed each other. That would not have ended well. Oh no, that would not have. Yeah, no. But yeah, but other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, I will tell you.
Might have made some friends.
Yeah, I mean, it was an adventure. And again, I have that story for quite literally the rest of my life.
Oh yeah.
And
the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. And if it didn't go backwards, if they offered us food, if they didn't run out of liquor, I would have enjoyed it. All of those things, except, you know, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play was great. I would have enjoyed the Amtrak experience. I did take it one time when I was, this was when, like, you know, when you're in your 20s and, you know, you're just trying to pay your bills. I mean, you're just, I was barely making ends meet. And my mom lived in Louisiana at the time, and I really couldn't afford to fly. So I took a train from here to New Orleans. And if you want to talk about, oh my God.
How long was that adventure?
Well, I know it was overnight because I slept on the train. I don't remember. It was so long ago, but I know it was multiple days.
Okay.
And yeah.
Wow.
It was real bad. And I didn't get I didn't get a sleeper car. I got just a, you know, regular seat, and this was back before the days of portable DVD. There were portable DVD players, but couldn't afford one of those. And
I have a DVD player books? In my mind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just remember it being just long and monotonous. And I swore to myself I would never do it again.
Mm.
And I dreaded, like, I didn't want that trip to end because I knew I had that train ride home.
And, oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Was coming back the same drudgery or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So Phil found another one. Oh, I posted on Vine. That's why I don't have it.
Pour one out.
Can you still access Vine videos?
I'm getting ready to find out.
So
let's see. Nope.
Okay.
No, you can't. Nope, can't find it. Anyway, about 2 hours after that, I wrote, "Well, Amtrak ride just got worse. Train is now going backwards." Just told no dinner available. Though that we will be on the train until 9 p.m. Oh, I said 10. It was 9. That makes it 5 hours late. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I was real pleasant that day.
Ooh, yeah.
That was bad. That was bad.
I'd taken a Chinatown bus from Boston's Chinatown to New York City's Chinatown. It was
That's a thing?
It is. It's a thing. It was $10 one way.
Oh, the mega bus.
Oh, yeah. So we'd go. It would break down. And we're like, well, okay. And luckily, the driver knew how to fix it. So it'd just get out, fix it, and then get back on. And then...
Are you serious?
Oh, we used to do that all the time because it was $10. I remember another time, too, we took the train to Philly because we won that in that mall college night when Angel... when we were doing
it was a prize.
It was a prize. And it was... At the expiration date was like, you had 2 weeks to use it. So on the last day, we're like, well, let's go to Philly and have a cheesesteak. Okay. But that was the... the karaoke that he did, Getting Jiggy With It. And he took his shirt off and started flipping it around.
You told
and
me, yeah.
I was trying to say the words. That's a hard song to karaoke.
It gets faster and faster.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's what we won at that college day at the mall. We took that train and we were right by the toilets. Oh my gosh. And we couldn't afford a hotel. So we went, had a cheesesteak, walked around. What's that main? Is it South Street? I want to say, but the main drag of Philly.
By Geno's and yeah.
Yeah. And then we just got back on.
You got right back on?
Yep. Yep.
Well, yeah. That's all we could do. You can't afford. Yeah. You can't stay at the Day's End.
Nope.
You know,
just slept right there.
Oh,
you know what? That
God.
Was, you know, we got those it's great to
you.
Tell the stories, but
yep.
But we have them to tell, and that's what's yeah. so fun yeah. about it.
When Man. You're in maximum discomfort in the moment.
Yes.
When you're
it's
on
not
the,
fun.
No, it's not fun.
No.
When you're on the overnight train and Oof. You're sitting in a regular seat.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, dear God, my back hurts like a mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't get off, and like this person is snoring, and what? I feel sick. Maybe I'm yeah. a little hungover from... festivity, so I was like, I could sleep it off.
Right up the other tree, no problem.
Have either of you taken Greyhound at all?
Yeah.
I have too,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I took it again to Chicago, because, hello, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it, yeah. Hmm. We had a woman sitting behind me that kept falling asleep and dreaming and screaming herself awake. Like, she kept screaming out loud.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. Please, can you drive faster? Can you drop me off at Toma? Just drop me off at Toma, Wisconsin. I can't take Sally the Screamer back there. She's killing me, but yeah, that's all I remember is her. She kept dreaming. I'm like, how many dreams? How many scary dreams are you having in one bus ride? You really needs help, girl. Oh, my goodness. Good times.
Oh,
great,
truly.
Great oldies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we come back, hey, Holly has a sex and movie study. That'll get us going on a Thursday. That and more. Yeah.
Ooh, add this to your weekend plans. Give JTR Roofing a call and have them out for an estimate, especially if you're not sure about your roof. You know there's some storm damage up there, but you're not sure the degree. Have them out for an estimate. They'll let you know. Maybe it's just you need to replace some shingles or maybe the entire thing. But what's so great about working with them is that they have a lot of experience working with insurance and they can help. And just say you're a My Talker, you can save up to $1,000 on your roof, siding, or gutters. And yeah, they do more than just roofing, because it's right there in the name, but they can help with your soffit, fascia, gutters, windows, decking. So any of your outdoor projects, give them a call. It's a great time to get a head start on those spring projects. And on their website, gtrroofinginc.com, click on Photo Gallery and just see some of the caliber of their craftsmanship and professionalism. It's just really beautiful. The number 651-777-7394, gtrroofinginc.com.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Billions and billions served like McDonald's. Let's do a little pop of pop culture in our first hour. Holly, did you commission this study, or what's happening here? It was a nookie and movie study? What are we doing?
Oh, well, this is a study by Film data analysis.
Oh.
Analyst, whatever.
Whoa.
Analyst.
Yeah. Well, that might be appropriate for this study.
It might be, yeah.
And it was cited by everyone's center-right publication, The Economist. Mm. So you know it's legitimate.
Oh.
So this study tracked sex and nudity in major live-action films. And what I'm here to tell you is that sexy time in major motion pictures has declined dramatically since the year 2000.
Oh.
Sexy time is way, way down. The level of sex content in movies has fallen by almost 40%.
Well, I would never have guessed that.
I wouldn't either.
And the number of films with no sexual content at all has risen from 20% per year to roughly half the movies that are released every year now have just no sexy time. They are chaste. They are keeping their hands to themselves.
Mm.
This is a travesty.
Now, but here's the thing,
it's like they're saving money.
But wait, there's more.
No intimacy coordinator.
That's right. Man, the Merkin business. I'm sure it's probably down. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Okay. So overall.
So I'm not liking anything about this. Go ahead.
I think you might like this, though.
Okay.
Overall, sex is down considerably in movies, statistically so. But here's the thing. If there are sexy scenes in a movie, they're going to be more graphic than what was permitted in the past. You know, you're going to be seeing,
right. If they're going to go there at all.
They're really going to go there. I'm talking about erections. I'm talking about oral sex. I'm talking about all sorts of things that you probably wouldn't have seen on a movie screen. I'm looking at you, the movie Saltburn.
Yeah. We're talking more.
What scenes are you talking about, Holly, in particular?
Oh, the one where he's studying at Oxford and talking to his professor.
Oh, right, right.
Mm. Okay. So what I'm hearing from you, if I'm mirroring this back, what I'm hearing from you is it's quality, not quantity, right, Holly? Is that what I'm hearing from
you?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. All the sexy time has become condensed. And so when people are really going for it, they're going for it. But if they're not going for it, they're not doing it at all.
Got it. I mean, if you're going to do something, do it. Do it full chimichanga.
Yeah, you know? Well, everything is getting really chased, so to speak, because they track the amount of drugs, violence, and profanity in films. And swear words and drugs have dropped since around 2014. Violence has dropped off a little bit, too. But then eventually it's kind of made a rebound. So, you know, we're getting all the usual things, but again, people's taste for sex and movies, it's not there at the moment. They're finding it other places.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably because they can get it free, right?
Pornhub.
Right.
Yeah.
Bigboobies.com or
Is that where you go?
That's where I go, Lex. That's bookmark.
Heavingbosoms.org.
That's right. you got my favorites.
You know, and this kind of goes along with some studies that's finding that Gen Z is just having less sex in real life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
God, they're not going to the movies and they're not having. What is Gen Z doing?
Oh, well, they're out protesting and reading studying and.
Okay.
You know, hobbies?
Were you saying they're knitting, Alexis?
Embroidering?
They're not embroidering.
They're cross-stitching, you know? I mean, look at that.
Okay,
this
fine,
is great.
Lex. Okay.
Well, the fear of STIs, I think, is so strong. I just feel like that's... And unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're going there, I guess. You know, that's...
Yeah. Oh, like when I was that age in my early 20s, it was like, yeah, I don't want to. I am avoiding pregnancy and I'm avoiding things that I need ointments and pills and other things for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're smarter than our generation, you know?
Well, a UCLA study last year found that Gen Z, so they want to see less sex in movies and TV.
Oh.
They want more content about platonic relationships and friendships.
That's right. I remember you telling us about that.
So, and then about a little less than half of these folks said that sex isn't needed for most TV shows and movies. And they're saying that romance is overused.
Mm. Well, I just couldn't disagree more.
You want,
I mean,
kissing, hugging,
forget them.
Touching.
I look, Gen Z, you know what? We fought real hard for this nudity.
To see butt cracks.
You looked at the scrambled
thank
screen.
Thank you. Gen Z, kind of talk to you. Kiss my ass because we fought hard.
Yeah, but they're not going to want to do that, Jason.
I know they're not going to want to do that anymore.
Not interested.
Not interested. But Gen Z, let me talk to you. This is your old pal, Jace. I'm old and. We built the bridge that these boobies are walking across. We sat there at midnight. We stayed up until 1 a.m. to see scrambled boobies and privates. When we weren't allowed to see those types of things on TV, the only place we could get them was on scrambled cable television that our parents couldn't afford.
Yep.
So we sat there and we turned to Cinemax at 2 a.m. We put toothpicks on our eyes to keep us awake.
Listening to the sounds.
We looked in that TV guide and we thought, okay, when is the Costas Mandalore starring vehicle? When is that movie going to be on? When is Tawny Katane's movie going to be on? Because we know that if Costas Mandalore or Tawny Katane is going to be in a movie, we know there are going to be boobs. We know there's going to be mild private hair showing. We know that.
Oh.
And we stayed up. We stayed up past our bedtime and we snuck out of our room to sit in front of that television and turn that television to a station we did not subscribe to. And we sat there and watched scramble after scramble, trying to find a boob. One boob, oof. One nipple, warped by the scrambled television signal.
Yep.
So damn it, we did it for you. And now you're walking away from our progress and our hard work.
They're just Googling.
How dare you?
Don, look at that.
Oh,
no scrambling at all.
Oh.
Unless it's the sex act.
No. The sex act.
Some of it can be described as scrambling.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, yeah. We can get it someplace else. Yeah. Anyway. Well,
focus on plot, storyline, connections, human connections that aren't sexualized, Jeez.
Okay, but is this one of those things where people say something in a poll that is idealized and like, oh.
Valid point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've seen these, I only listen to NPR. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you don't. Or I only read the work of Dickens. No, you don't. You subscribe to trash magazines.
That's probably it. If this is just a poll that people are taking.
Yeah, they want the pollster to think that they're highbrow. But
taking the cornucopia of life, you can watch art films and you can watch Showgirls in the same day.
Yes.
Yes.
You can watch 9.5 weeks. Oh. And the piano.
Oh my gosh.
Back to back. Yeah.
Talk about a sexual awakening movie.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
when they were feeding each other by the fridge?
Oh, 9.5 weeks.
9.5 weeks, yeah.
Oh, I was talking about that jump cut in the piano.
Oh,
where it goes from making out.
Yep.
To the dog.
Yep.
It's like, damn, that is bold. Give him an Oscar. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
That's not peanut butter, kids.
No. Anyway, we love you, Gen Z. Just kind of backtracking on all of our work. Anyway, that's going to do it for the first hour. When we come up, hour two, an emotional support alligator and unruly passengers will kick us off. Plus some boob tube bonanza, a classic game, and more. Stay with us.